Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Again this week.
The heat turning deadly. Health officials in Dallas County, Texas, reporting their first heat-related death of the summer, a man in his 60s. In Florida, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers holding training camp on a day that broke an all-time record high of 100 degrees. And in Maryland, the Department of Health says there have been 13 deaths so far this season.
ABC's Perry Russum, a man who walked into a Traverse City, Michigan Walmart and, according to police, began randomly stabbing people, 11 of them before he was detained, will face terrorism and assault charges today. Everyone survived, the alleged stabber, held by bystanders in the parking lot of that Walmart. In Bangkok this morning, word that a gunman has shot and killed five people at a popular fresh food market, then took his own life. This is ABC News. History at one of the most famous racetracks in the world. ABC's Will Clark is at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Running a gauntlet of a rain delay, NASCAR overtime, and a hard-charging Kyle Larson, Bubba Wallace became the first black driver to win a race on the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Oval in its nearly 130-year history.
Coming off turn four, I knew it was a good turn four, and I knew he wasn't going to get there, and so I knew we won. Unless I ran out of gas early, that it was ours.
The win, Wallace's first career regular season win, also locks him into this year's NASCAR playoffs. At the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, Will Clark, ABC News.
A fantastic first weekend for the Fantastic Four.
The four of us will face the danger. We will protect you.
The Fantastic Four, first steps from ABC News parent company Disney, hitting an estimated $118 million in ticket sales. Globally, sales hit $218 million. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
Here's your first forecast of the day. Showers possible this morning, otherwise sun developing by midday, turning hot and humid and a high of 93. Tonight, muggy, showers and thunderstorms likely late, some of which could be strong. A low of 70. Showers possible early Tuesday, then partly sunny, not as hot. A slight chance of a shower again in the late afternoon and a high of 86. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of light rain and 78. And mostly sunny Thursday with low humidity and a high of 78. In Richland Center, we have received a little light rain this morning, 1/100th of an inch, and with winds from the north-northeast at 3 miles per hour, we are at our overnight low so far. It is 68 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Good morning. Today is Monday, July 28th. It is time to officially begin the broadcast day.
So proudly we hail. but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong.
Turn up the dial. The Light in the Milk House show is on the air, fueled by Brouhaha, your hometown roaster.
Here we are together again, friends. It's a Monday morning Light in the Milk House show. We officially started our broadcast day with Faith Hill doing the honors for our national anthem, and then Patsy Cline's Just a Closer Walk with Thee. Hello, friends. A little bit of rain out there. You know, it's a kind of a relief. As I walked out this morning, it's like, oh, okay, I could just stand out here for a little bit, get a shower, get a bar of soap. It was fairly nice, a little bit of light rain this morning, not a lot, but it cooled it off a little bit. There's still a heat advisory that will be in effect from noon today until 8 tonight, again, for high heat indices. So much like yesterday, we'll have that feels like reading around 100 or so. Yesterday, it was pretty sticky. It was pretty close, that's for sure. I nearly melted doing the baseball game yesterday. We'll check sports scores coming up in about 10 minutes. Also, news including the Brewers getting back on track with a win yesterday in walk-off fashion, too. Here's Johnny Lee as we start the chores.
When the train pulled into the station, he rolled up his sleeves and rosined up his pole. Fiddle upside down, orange blossom special. Cause if you wanna make a living, gotta put on a good show. cowboys. And the cowboys are putting leather and turquoise on. And the music is sold by lawyers. And the fools who fiddle in the middle of the station are gone.
Presley, and she's not you. 5:15, the time? Good morning, 68 degrees, here at the WRCO studios. Today, a reminder, Deke Slayton Space Week will be held this week. Today through Friday, from 8 until 5, the Deke Slayton Memorial Space and Bicycle Museum in Sparta. The program for grades 5 through 8. For more information, you can go to DekeSlaytonMuseum.org. Also, a Red Cross blood drive will be held today from 10 until 2 at the American Legion Post 115 in Elroy, and a Red Cross drive happening today from 11:30 until 5:30 at South Elementary School in Reedsburg. Appointments are preferred by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or by going online to redcrossblood.org. And the Highland Mobile Food Pantry will be held today at 726 Main Street. This will be a drive-through pantry starting at 4 with no registration. Please clear your trunks for space for your groceries. There you go. Some things going on today.
Somewhere in between. Detroit and Cincinnati. A lazy little town. between Detroit and Cincinnati. The highway seems to sing of a soft memory. Just let your mind take you down by the riverside on a summer night. Somewhere in between
Madonna Welty on WRCO, Light in the Mel Cow Show, giving you the wake-up call. The 22nd annual Walk with Grace will be Friday, August 8th at Kruska Park in Richland Center. And someone will win
a new car!
Yes, you could drive away in a brand new 2025 Chevy Trax, valued at over $24,000. Get your raffle tickets now, just $20 each or six for $100. Buy from any Walk with Grace team or stop by the Grace office above Royal Bank, open Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11 until 3. Call 608-604-8255. Support a great cause and win big, a new car with Grace. Don't forget the Walk with Grace radio auction gets underway today at 10 this morning right here on WRCO. So get ready for that. Listen in. And if you'd like to bid, we wouldn't turn that down either. Some notes on sports courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. Arena advanced to the second round of the Home Talent Baseball Sunday League playoffs with an 8-1 win over Hollandale. After trailing 1-0, the host Aces reeled off 8 unanswered runs during the 9-inning contest on the way to a win. They advance to play Blanchardville next week after they defeated Pine Bluff Mount Horeb 5-4. Verona a winner against Wyota 4-3. Belleville 10-4 over Scholesburg Benton. In the Northern Section playoffs, Reedsburg with a win against Mazamani 11-7. Middleton 9-0 over Black Earth. Ashton 13, Wanakee 3. Cross Plains 11-2 over Sauk Prairie. Blake Perkins singled home the winning run in the 9th inning as the Brewers rallied to beat the Miami Marlins 3-2 yesterday. The Brewers erased a 2-1 deficit by scoring in each of the final 2 innings to avoid the sweep. The Brewers have been swept just once in their opening series of the season at Yankee Stadium. Eric Haas had a 1-out bloop single to center off Cade Gibson in the 9th inning and advanced to third on Bryce Terang's broken bat double down the left field line. Gibson intentionally walked Jackson Chirio to load the bases, and Perkins then singled home Haas with the winning run. The Cubs were winners by a final of 5-4 over the White Sox. The Brewers will be battling the Cubs in action coming up tonight. Brewer rookie Jacob Mizrowski already has won matchups with Paul Skeens and also Clayton Kershaw and has pitched in the All-Star game. So forgive the 23-year-old if he isn't getting overly caught up in the atmosphere surrounding his first matchup with the Cubs. The two NL Central rivals share the best record in the National League as they prepare to begin a 3-game series in Milwaukee. Elsewhere, it was a win for Texas over Atlanta by a score of 8-1, Boston 4-3 over the Dodgers, the Yankees 4, Philadelphia 3, Cincinnati 2-1 over Tampa Bay, Baltimore 5, Colorado 1. In the National League, Pittsburgh 6-0 over Arizona, it was San Diego 9, St. Louis 2, the Mets 5-3 over San Francisco. And in the American League, Detroit 10, Toronto 4, Kansas City 4-1 over Cleveland, the Athletics Athletics 7 and Houston 1. The Angels beat Seattle. That final was 4-1.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488.
522 the time, the aerobic polka is powered by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
All right. Get ready to crank it up. It's aerobic polka time as we work off the weekend and work for the new week. Here we go. A one and a two and a... Was a smoke and aerobic polka. There is no doubt about that. Hope you enjoyed that from WRCO and Supps Gym. And that was Andy's polka from Brian and the Mississippi Valley Dutchman today. 525. We're headed toward a high of 93 today. Showers early in the morning, which we have felt a bit, and then turning hot and humid. Get ready. Wind between 5 and 10 later with a high of 93. A heat advisory will be in effect from noon today until 8 tonight. For indices reaching in the upper 90s up to 105 degrees. Oh joy, oh joy. Here's Charlie Rich.
She called me back. She called me baby, baby, all night long. Built me up so high and made me strong. Now each night in dreams, just like a song.
I'll give you love that's above and beyond the call of love, and love something that money can't buy.
Crowell on WRCO's Light in the Milk Cow Show. We're at 5:30 and currently it is 67 degrees.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetoo with Tipsock Auction Realty. Reminder, next hay sale will be July 30th. If you need hay or bedding in between, call 608-642-2802. We have multiple auctions up right now, 175 acres online-only auction, tools, firearms, vehicles, and more. And we have two on-site auctions located in Cassville and Platteville, Wisconsin. Check our website out for more info. We also have realtors looking to sell your real estate. Go to www.timsockauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020. This is Chase Hestetoo. Have a great day.
Cattle numbers haven't changed much. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. When you compare Pioneer brand Vorseed Enlist corn to the competitor, Vorseed Enlist dominates in delivering yield. Your best year starts with Pioneer. First, talks are underway between two major U.S. Class 1 railroads for a possible merger. In a statement, Union Pacific Railroad and Norfolk Southern say the companies are engaged in advanced discussions regarding a potential business combination. The railroads also say there can be no assurances as to whether an agreement for a transaction will be reached or as to the terms of any such transaction. The USDA's long-awaited return of a mid-year cattle inventory report indicates widespread herd expansion still is not happening. As of July 1st, all cattle and calves in the U.S. are 1% below the same time 2023, but they have increased since the start of 2025. The number of heifers weighing 500 pounds and more is 2% below July of 2023. Beef replacement heifers are down 3% from 2023, and they have declined since January 1st of this year. Milk replacement heifers are unchanged from 2023 and up slightly from the start of this year. The number of calves weighing less than 500 pounds, down 2% compared to 2 years ago. All cows and heifers that have calved were down 1% from 23, but up 900,000 head from January 1st of this year. The 2025 calf crop is expected at 33.1 million head. That's down 1% from last year. Calves born during the first half of this year are estimated at 24.3 million head, down 1% from the first half of 2024. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection Service says specialists have confirmed European cherry fruit fly was intercepted at Detroit Metro Airport last month. 5-pound bag of fresh cherries was found with a traveler coming from Romania and headed for Fish Creek, Wisconsin. The region is a major cherry-producing area of the state. European cherry fruit fly has only been confirmed in New York, and several counties are under quarantine there to prevent the further spread. The invasive pest damages ripening fruit, causing it to rot and fall off the tree. The chief economist at the American Soybean Association says soybean-based biofuels continue to lead demand prospects for the crop. Scott Gerlach says the updates to the 45Z tax credit in the recently passed reconciliation package are positive for soybeans.
The 45Z got rid of some of the scoring penalties for soy, so now we have about the same credit level as most other things. The other thing it did is only North American produced feedstocks can get this credit.
He tells Brownfield the industry is anxiously awaiting further guidance from the Treasury Department. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Insurance volatility is increasing, and the stability of some companies can be in question. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. We would love to review your insurance needs for possible rate savings and offer quality coverage. With many quality carriers to choose from, we can offer quotes for farm, business, auto, home, and life insurance. Visit RichardsInsure.com to request a quote today.
There was a light round of direct cash cattle business and cash hogs were sharply lower. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. There was a light round of direct cash cattle trade that developed late in the day Friday. Live deals in Iowa were marked at $240 to $242. Dress deals in Nebraska were marked at $380, which was about a dollar higher than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. More business was expected to develop after mandatory reporting times. At the Herod Livestock Market in South Dakota, the best test was on steers, 950 to 999 pounds. Those were $2 to $7 higher. Steers, 1,000 to 1,099 pounds, were $10 to $13 higher in a narrow comparison. The USDA says demand was very good for the light offering of yearlings, which sold in loads and strings. All cattle came out of yards, and flesh conditions were mostly moderate to moderate plus. Quality was mostly attractive, and the market was active. Medium and large one feeder steers, 952 to 999 pounds, brought 320.50 to 325.50. Box beef closed lower with light demand for moderate offerings. Choice was down $1.41 at $366.68. Select was $2.13 lower at $344.87. Estimated cattle slaughter was 96,000 head, down 5,000 on the week and down nearly 17,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed sharply lower with a fairly light negotiated run. Processors weren't very aggressive in their procurement efforts to finish the week. The cash market continues to struggle with consistency. Demand has been its biggest supporter recently. Barrows and yields of the National Daily Direct were down 334 with a weighted average of 110.27. The Iowa Minnesota was 349 lower with a weighted average of 110.79. And the Western Corn Belt was down 222 with a weighted average of 110.67. Pork values closed higher, up $1.32 at 118.86. Ribs, butts, and loins were all sharply higher. And estimated hog slaughter was 447,000 head, down 16,000 on the week and up about 11,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were higher, watching direct business develop and waiting for Friday's cattle reports from the USDA. And lean hog futures were mostly lower, pressured by weak cash business and ongoing uncertainties around demand. For the latest in market news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that, too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
Direct cash cattle business is developing and cash hogs have been under pressure. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your closing farm break on Brownfield. There's a light round of direct cash cattle trade that has developed Friday afternoon. Live deals in Iowa have been marked at $240 to $242. Dress deals in Nebraska have been at $378 to mostly $380, which is about a dollar higher than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Box beef end of the day lower, with light demand for moderate offerings. Choice down $1.41 at $366.68. Select was $2.13 lower at $344.87. The cash hog market has struggled with consistency. Demand has been its biggest supporter, but markets ended the week under pressure. However, butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets were steady at $83. Estimated hog slaughter for Friday was 447,000 head. That's down 16,000 on the week and up about 11,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
An effort to overrule the passage of an animal rights victory today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Iowa Congresswoman Ashley Hinson has introduced what she calls the Save Our Bacon Act. If passed by Congress, it would prevent states from enacting standards for animal producers outside of their state. Bill co-sponsor Zach Nunn, also from Iowa, says it targets measures like California's Proposition 12.
This is not a war against the people of California. This is a clarification of a bad policy. Right now, our farmers are facing the toughest economy in decades, and the last thing they need is more red tape, not from Washington, D.C., but from the left coast 2,000 miles away. These regulations aren't just affecting Iowa farmers either. Proposition 12 has had a tangible impact on consumers across the country.
Another co-sponsor is Congressman Mark Harris of North Carolina.
The language here really does strike the right balance of giving states free rein to act within their own borders, but ensuring that they don't set mandates for the other 49. As a conservative, I'm typically partial to states' rights arguments, but the Constitution is clear that there are several instances where the federal government must act. And in this situation, as we continue to hear just the damage and the dangers that come with Prop 12, this may very well be that time.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock holds sales on the second and fourth Fridays of each month. Slaughter sales are held every Tuesday at 8:30. Selling fat cattle, slaughter cows and bulls, baby calves. Cattle are accepted Mondays from noon to 8 p.m. If you have questions or cattle to consign, call the barn at 608-994-2020. That's Bloomington Livestock. Honest people, quality livestock every week.
The cash dairy market has gone from one extreme to the other. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Katie Burgess with EverAg tells Brownfield this past week has been eerily quiet, especially in the cheese market where there were no sales and no price changes from Friday, July 18th until Thursday the 24th.
It's also interesting that it's coming off the heels. There was a four-week period, late June, early July, where the four-week rolling volume was the highest it had been since 2009. So we had so much activity a few weeks ago, and it has pretty much come to a standstill.
Burgess was expecting to see market movement on Wednesday following USDA's milk production report, which showed higher milk production and herd numbers. But block cheese had just one sale Thursday, and barrels remained unchanged with no sales activity. She says domestic demand has been lackluster lately, so domestic buyers are not motivated, but...
We are the cheapest cheese in the world, so maybe if we can get some more exports booked, that might tighten up the market enough to get some buyers to come back.
The U.S. Dairy Export Council told Brownfield total butterfat export sales are still on a record pace for the year, with volumes up more than 150% compared to last year, and they say exports to Mexico climbed more than 30% in May. Cash dairy prices were mixed Friday, and buyers were back after what seemed like a week's vacation at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey was up 1.5 cents to 54, six sales recorded. 40-pound cheese blocks down 0.5 cent to 164, eight sales there. Barrels went down 3.5 cents to 162.5, and after a week of no sales activity, seven sales were recorded Friday. Butter prices were up 4.5 cents at 246.5 with two sales. Non-fat dry milk unchanged at 128.75, no sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Harkey Lumber is more than just your go-to source for building supplies. They also offer expert construction services to help bring your ideas to life. Their drafting team can provide complete house plans, including front, back, left, and right elevations, along with detailed floor, foundation, and wall section layouts. Even better, when you purchase your materials from Harkey Lumber, you're eligible for a discount on those plans, whether you're building an addition or starting from scratch. Call Harkey Lumber at 985-7207 and get your project off to a solid start.
Summer's in full swing, and so are the postseason Kinsey Planter deals at Johnson Tractor. All July, you can lock in special pricing while the sun's high and inventory lasts. Upgrade your operation now, beat the rush, and get expert help from the team every step of the way. Make the summer count. Visit Johnson Tractor or browse Kinsey Planters online. The best deals of the year are waiting, but only through July.
Johnson Tractor from man to lawn.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 93. It looks like heat and humidity could reach that dangerous upper 90s to 105 degrees later. So a heat advisory will be in effect from noon today until 8 tonight. Muggy this evening, showers likely late, and a low of 70 overnight. We have received 1/100th of an inch of rain. It's cloudy, and the word is there could be a little bit more shower or thunderstorm activity yet this morning, so be aware of that. That's how it goes weather-wise today from WRCO, the Light in the Milk House show, and music from Farron Young right now.
Hello, Waltz. Hot things go for you today. Don't you miss her? Since she up and walked away, and I'll bet you dread to spend another lonely night with me. But lonely walls, I'll keep you company. Hello, Wendell.
Hello.
Well, I see that you're still
you lonely. Since our darling disappeared, well, look here, is that a teardrop in the corner of your pain? Now don't you try to tell me that it's rain. She went away and left us all alone the way she planned. Guess we'll have to learn to get along without her if we can. Hello, ceiling. I'm gonna stare at you a while. You know I can't sleep, so won't you bear with me a while? We must all stick together, or else I'll lose my mind. I've got a feeling she'll be gone a long, long time.
It's early, it's local, it's strong, just like your coffee. Brouhaha powers the Light in the Milk House show, only on WRCO.
Didn't want to share it. I thought her love would make my life bright and sunny. She said she couldn't love me cause I didn't have no money. And every day I had to cry some. Every day I had to cry some. Dry the water from my eyes some. Every day I had to cry. I had me a girl. Yes, I really loved her. Every night I was thinking of her, but you can't mix love with money, cause if you do, it's gonna hurt somebody. And every day I had to cry some. Every day I had to cry some. Dry the water from my eyes some. Every day I had to cry.
Mr. Joe Stampley, every day I have to cry some, but it cleans out my eyes, that's for sure. Just as long as I don't have my mascara running, that's always bad on the radio. Anyway, Phil Nee with you as we get ready for an exciting day, an exciting week here as we do a little radio auction for Grace, getting underway today at 10 this morning. You can check out the items on our socials from WRCO. WRCO's Facebook page, good place to go if you're curious. Otherwise, just listen along and play along at home. Coming up, weather with Tony. Here's Don Gibson.
Woman, ooh, sensuous woman, you control the world I'm living in. Woman, ooh, sensuous woman, release
as step by step you taught me easy loving. And night by night you caught me in your web. My self-control was overruled by passion. I couldn't see the heartaches just ahead. Woman,
ooh, sensuous woman, sensuous woman, release my body and let me live again. Well, someone's true at home, I should be with her, and she don't know I crave your ecstasy. But many hearts will break if I don't conquer this lustful spell you cast all over me. Woman, ooh, sensuous woman,
Gibson on WRCO's Light in the Mill Cow Show. Thanks for being up early and starting the chores with us.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Well, quite a line of thunderstorms rumble out of Minnesota and Iowa with severe weather last night. It weakened considerably as it tracked into southwest Wisconsin, so any leftover showers will be ending around daybreak, and gradually some sun will break out. It's going to be plenty hot and humid this afternoon. A heat advisory posted from noon through 8 p.m. for the area, so please be careful out there, as the heat index could reach up around the upper 90s to near 105 degrees in some cases. Another line of storms is expected to roll in from the west late tonight. Could be on the strong side, with gusty winds the main threat, and some locally heavy rain. That would be, again, ending early tomorrow morning. It won't be quite as hot tomorrow. We'll see a secondary cold front move through tomorrow night and Wednesday. Might kick up a couple of showers, and then a beautiful stretch of weather behind that for late this week, with Canadian high pressure building in with low humidity and cooler temperatures. Here's that forecast for today. Showers possible early in the morning, otherwise sun developing by midday. Turning hot and sticky with a high of 93, wind variable 5 to 10. Muggy tonight, showers and storms likely after midnight, some could be heavy, low temperature about 70. Tomorrow showers possible early in the morning, then partly sunny and not as hot. Slight chance of a shower again in the late afternoon, high 86. Tomorrow night, passing clouds, low 63. On Wednesday, mostly cloudy, 30% chance of light rain, especially in the southern part of the area, high about 78. Thursday and Friday, looking great, mostly sunny and comfortable. Lows in the 50s with highs in the upper 70s. Saturday and Sunday, partly cloudy, still nice, with highs in the upper 70s to near 80. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank. We want to be your bank for life.
66 degrees in Richland Center as far as yesterday and over the weekend. Certainly some very humid conditions. A 92-degree reading yesterday was the daytime high. A record high set in 1966, 101 degrees. Record low, 42 in 1965. Last year's high was 81, the low, 65. Sunset will occur at 8:28 this evening. Sunrise time will be at 5:48 tomorrow morning. Right now, the air is calm at the WRCO studios as we look out at cloudy skies and a southwest wind at around 4 miles per hour. Also, the barometer is at 30.02. That's up slightly from earlier. We have picked up 1/100th of an inch of rain early on this morning. And again, right now we're at 66 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the news this hour is sponsored by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support from field to finish. They have got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Stock futures up overnight after President Trump announced a trade deal with Europe days before the August 1st deadline that could have prompted a massive trade war.
Although the tariffs are much lower than the 50% Trump had threatened, experts say prices will still rise on popular European products that previously had low or no tariffs, including French perfume, German cars, and the EU's largest export to the U.S., pharmaceuticals.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio on the 15% tariffs on European goods. Extreme temperatures on the way again this week for more than 130 million Americans. Severe storms and the heat leading to more than 1,200 flight cancellations and 9,000 delays on Sunday. As Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu insists there is no starvation in Gaza, his government has opened up corridors, three of them again, for the delivery of humanitarian aid in Gaza. A stabbing in Traverse City at the Walmart left 11